Paul talks about what he calls the fruit of the Spirit. And the last of those fruit of the Spirit, you remember how he talks about love and joy and peace and gentleness and tenderness and kindness and faith. The last of those fruit of the Spirit, he says, is the fruit of self-control. The King James calls it temperance, but a far better translation is self-control. That we have the power to control ourselves. Now, that's not done by pulling it up by our own bootstraps, but simply it's done by authority. The authority that God has given us, the authority to bless, the authority to curse, the authority to bind, the authority to loose. While I was in Canada, on that same trip, I stayed with friends of ours in their home. And they have some wonderful children. One day at lunch, the children had come home. And their oldest daughter, who was about 11 or 12 years old, was getting ready to leave to go back to school after having come home to eat lunch with us. And I got up from the table and put my arm around her as she was leaving the door. And I said, "Honey, you know, being the oldest daughter is a very special position in the family. In fact, it's a wonderful thing to be the oldest daughter." And she looked at me and she said, "Is that really true?" And I said, "Why, of course it is." I said, "Why do you ask?" And she says, "Because everybody tells me that being the oldest kid in the family is the toughest place there is." And I said, "Oh, that's not true." I said, "You have a marvelous opportunity to help your younger sisters and your younger brother. What a marvelous place it is to be the oldest one in the family." And I could feel her just brighten up as I blessed her. And even as I said it, I realized I need to go talk to those other two children as well. And so as they left, I put my arm around them. And I said to the next girl, I said, "You know, being the number two girl in a family is a wonderful place." And she said, "What do you mean by that?" She said, "Everybody tells me that being number two is the worst place in the family, that I have to accept all the old hand-me-down clothes, and my older sister gets all the privileges." And I said, "Oh, no." I said, "Being number two is the most wonderful place in the world." I said, "I was the middle child in my family. And I'm so grateful that I didn't have to be the oldest and I didn't have to be the youngest." And I could feel her brighten. And then I went to the little boy. He was just a little tyke. And I put my arm around his shoulders. And he was in the first grade and getting ready to go back to school. And I said, "You know, being the youngest child in the family is a wonderful place to be." He looked at me and he said, "Oh, no, everybody tells me that that's the worst place. I'm the runt of the litter." And I said, "Oh, no, you're not." I said, "Everybody loves the youngest child in the family." And I felt him begin to brighten. I had blessed him. And I realized, even as I was talking, that those kids had been cursed. They'd been cursed by well-meaning relatives. They'd been cursed by others who had been in that position. God has told us to bless and not to curse. We can loose our children by forgiving them. We can loose them by setting them free with our blessings. Several years ago, Jackie and I decided, our children now having grown up to almost adulthood, in fact, most of them are adults now, we determined that we needed to do something with them. We needed to loose them from any of the curses that we had put on them as parents. And I realized that we had done this. And we had cursed them in many ways. Some of our children, we had cursed them by telling them they were going to be fat. And we wanted to set them free from that kind of thing. And so we called them in one at a time over a several-week period, brought them into our bedroom, sat them down on the edge of the bed, privately, individually. And then my wife and I sat down beside them, and I said to them, each one, I said, "Son, I want you to think, is there anything in your life when you were growing up that your mom or I punished you for that you were not guilty of, and that you have held that against us?" And each one of the children responded by saying, "Yes, there is something." For each one, it was different. One of them said, "Yes, you punished me for something that my younger sister did." And my youngest daughter said, "I remember the time you spanked me for something that my older brother did." And each one of them said, "Yes, we've had this, and we've held it inside. And then we said to them, we want to apologize. We want to ask your forgiveness. It's tough being parents. And we've made a lot of failures as we've raised you children, but we want to set you free. We don't want you to go into this life carrying any kind of bitterness or unforgiveness, because bitterness and unforgiveness bind. They are curses that Satan puts on you. And we want to set you free. And so we ask your forgiveness for anything that we have done. And if there's anything that we can do to make that up, we want to make ourselves available to make it up so that you will not have to live with the results of those curses. And each one of them, in tears, said, Mom, Dad, thank you for this. And in our own tears, we said, Son or daughter, we want you to forgive us for the things that we have done which have been wrong. We have loosed them from the curse of bitterness. You can break the curses that you have placed on your own children, and you can break the curses that your parents or your authority figures have placed on you. And you can loose the power of your Holy Spirit to come into your life.